we are back here on Out of the Woods. Halfway through our Halloween extravaganza, I'd like to take another second to thank all the folks listening anytime other than a Friday night, and also thank the folks here in Central New Hampshire tuning into the show, the folks out there on the globalvoice.info, the folks at bostonfreeradio.com, the people down at Bob FM, and also those fine folks in California out at Pine Cone Radio 100.9 in Pine Mountain Club. Thanks for tuning in. Also like to say thanks for listening to my new pal out there, K.O. Wright, out in Hawaii. Glad you tuned in, and it's been fun chatting with you all week. She is one of the presenters on the Global Voice, one of my colleagues out there. Been talking about a lot of stuff over the course of the week, so that's been a lot of fun. Well, K.O., I got a really creepy one to play for you. I don't know if you've ever heard this before, but I played a tune from this band last week called Brown Mountain Light, which is a bit of a ghost story. And this group is always good for some creepy stuff. This is more of the Casper variety, though. We're going to meet some friendly ghosts in this set. The Country Gentleman, the classic Country Gentleman, which featured Charlie Waller, John Duffy. Who else was in that band? escaping me now. Yes. Okay, and never forget it. We'll talk about them later. But anyway, we're going to play this one. I play it every year on the Halloween show. And we're going to follow it up with the sequel from The Seldom Seen, which also featured John Duffy on the lead vocal in his later band that he was in. Here's Bringing Mary Home on Out of the Woods.
I was driving down a lonely road on a dark and stormy night, when a little girl by the roadside showed up in my headlights. I stopped and she got in back and in a shaky tone, she said, "My name is Mary, please won't you take me home?" She must have been so frightened all alone there in the night. There was something strange about her, 'cause her face was deathly white. She sat so pale and quiet in the back seat all alone. I never will forget that night I took Mary home. She told me to go, got out to help her from the car and opened up the door. But I just could not believe my eyes, 'cause the back seat was bare. I looked all around the car, but Mary wasn't there. A light shone from the porch, someone opened up the door. I asked about the little girl that I was looking for. Then the lady gently smiled and brushed a tear away. She said, "It sure was nice of you to go out of your way." But 13 years ago today, in a wreck just down the road, our darling Mary lost her life, and we miss her so. Oh, thank you for your trouble and the kindness you have shown. You're the 13th one who's been here bringing Mary home. Of a friend who's passing on, he recalled the memories
years of his life and the years that have gone. I listened to each story, there was one I didn't know. An incident that happened some 40 years ago. As he sat there in the evening, he remembered long ago. A little girl he saw one night standing by the road. He stopped his car to offer help. She seemed to be alone. She got into the car and asked if he would take her home. Fading, the memory remains of that chilly, ghostly evening while driving in the rain. It seems to bring him comfort as he's drawing near the end. A look of peace comes over him as if he sees a friend. As the shadows fall across his face, there's a vision that he sees of a little girl all dressed in white who spoke so quietly. You gave me comfort years ago when I was so alone.
She said, "My name is Mary. I've come to take you home."
I was on the East Coast a few years back, trying to make a buck. Times got hard, but you know I got down on my luck. And I got tired of roaming and bumming around. So I figured I'd thumb my way out west, back to my old hometown. I made quite a few miles in the first couple of days. Hell, I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But don't you know, it was the third night, and I got stranded, way out of town, at a cold, lonely crossroads, rain pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, caught myself a chill. Just then the lights of an old semi topped the hill. Man, you should have seen me smile when I heard them air brakes come on. And I climbed up inside that cab, where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. Well, I have to say he must have weighed 210. He stuck out a big hand, and he said with a grin, "Big Joe's the name." And I told him mine. And he said, "In this here rig, it's called Phantom 309. Well, I asked Joe why he called his rig such a name. Joe smiled and said, "Why, son, don't you know this old Mac could be putting them all to shame? There ain't a driver on this or any other line that see nothing but the taillights of Big Joe and Phantom 309. So he pushed her ahead with 10 forward gears. I told my stories. Joe told his. Dashboard was lit like a pinball machine. The most serious semi-truck I think I've ever seen. Yeah, we rolled along the better part of the night. Till almost mysteriously, the lights of an old truck stop came into sight. Joe turned to me and said, "Well, I'm sorry, son. This is as far as you go. You see, I kind of got to be making a turn just up the road. And I'll be damned if he didn't toss me a dime as he threw it in low. He said, you go inside there, son, and get yourself a hot cup of coffee on old Big Joe. And I mean to tell you, when Joe and his rig roared off into the night, man and nothing flat, they was clean out of sight. So I walked into that truck stop. Well, I ordered me up a cup of mud, saying, Big Joe's setting this dude up. Well, you could have heard a pin drop. It got so deathly quiet. And as the waiter's face turned kind of white, I said, what's the matter? Did I say something wrong? I kind of said with a halfway grin. He said, no, son. See, it kind of happens every now and then. See, every driver in here knows Big Joe. But let me tell you what happened just 10 years ago. It was out at that cold, lonely crossroads where you must have flagged Joe down. And there was a whole busload of kids, and they're coming back from town. And they're right in the middle when Joe topped the hill. Could have been a slaughter, except Joe turned his wheel. Yeah, he turned his wheel and went into a jackknife skid. And there's no doubt that Joe gave his life to save that busload of kids. And out there at that cold, lonely crossroads, they're saying it was the end of the line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. We said, you know, it's funny. Every now and then, when the moon's holding water, yeah, every now and then, some hitchhiker like you will step inside and say that Big Joe just gave him a ride. So here, son, he said, you get yourself another cup of coffee and a slice of pie. You don't have to pay. A cup of coffee costs $1.50 anyway these days. I kind of want you to hang on to that dime as a souvenir of Big Joe and Phantom 309. Thank you.
It's a tale of a miner named Scott, who in 1875 discovered a vein in the Dakota Black Hills, paid for this find with his life. The claim he laid was rich in gold ore. He brought home many a pound. Time after time he went back and got more, but one time too many he found. One time too many he found. He trespassed an Indian burial ground, and the price that was paid for the claim he laid was not worth the money he found. Brebner's horse ran through town one day, with Brebner propped on its back. The townspeople gasped as the headless man rode past, a rock of gold still in his grasp. His clothes were brown from the stain of dried blood. His body was lifeless and gray. If only he hadn't returned for more gold, he might have lived many more days. One time too many he found. He trespassed on Indian burial ground, and the price that was paid for the claim he laid was not worth the money he found. High in the woods of the Dakota and Black Hills, there's a box canyon down by the mine, where its only sentry is headless ghost, sentenced to guard in his fine. But if by some chance you should find that old mine, there's no need to worry today. For this headless ghost and his story now told is only a myth, so they say. It's only a myth, so they say. It's only a myth, so they say.
Lauren Nicole Heintz and the Ballad of Brebner Scott there for you from her CD Feels Like a Miracle. That's new stuff. Great CD. Check it out. And that's pretty creepy there. We had a headless ghost there. All right. Robert Morgan Fisher in there, wrapping up the more of the Casper end of things with Big Joe and Phantom 309, the old song made famous by Red Sovine. And that's from his CD Notes for a Novel. Neat truck driving ghost song there. A bunch of automotive themes in that set, right? With the Our Ghosts going on. The Seldom Seen, John Duffy singing the follow-up, the final version there of I've Come to Take You Home, where Mary comes to pick up her buddy and take him along with her. Great stuff from the CD Like We Used to Be. And, of course, Bringing Mary Home, the classic from the classic Country Gentleman. And I was trying to think of the rest of the band, and I don't know how I could forget Tom Gray and Eddie Adcock off the top of my head, but I did. But anyway, great, great stuff. I play that pairing every year. They're just so wonderful together, and if you listen to them, you will definitely have the hair standing up on your back of your neck. So good stuff. We're doing our Halloween show here in Out of the Woods tonight. I'm Chip Calker. Glad to have you along, and Got about another hour left to the show. Still got a lot of creepy stuff left to play for you. I think we'll visit upon some more ghosts and maybe some famous ghosts as well, starting some point in the next set. And going to get a little bluesy to start the next set. But if you're out there and want to let me know you're listening, and you're listening live and local here on a Friday night, we do have the phone lines open. 526-3494 is the number to call. And if you're out there listening at any time at all, out there online perhaps, send me an email to outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. All right, we're going to get into some blues. Lightnin' Hopkins is going to do one for you now. Going back a long time here from the Soul Blues CD, here's Black Ghost Blues on Out of the Woods.
Black ghost, please stay away from my door. Black ghost, will you please stay away from my door? Yeah, you know you worry poor lightning so now. I just can't sleep no more. Yeah, you know I go to dreaming first night. Black ghost is all poor lightning can see. I go to dreaming first night. Black ghost is all poor lightning can see. You know that's why I begin to wonder why you keeps on worrying me. Picture and the black ghost of the shadow too. Whoa, a black ghost of the picture and a black ghost of the shadow too. You just can see him, but you can't hear him talk. Ain't nothing else that a black ghost can do. Dressed in red.
Well, now come back, sweet papa. Your baby's lying. Your baby's lying dead. Well, now I wrote back a letter dressed in white and black. Yeah, now I wrote back a letter dressed in white and black. Well, now you can stop all your crying. Crying won't bring my baby back. Well, now I went to the depot, caught the train of flight. Yeah, now I went to the depot, caught the train of flight. Well, now when I got there, I found my baby dying. Yeah, now mama says, howdy, is a daddy says goodbye. Yeah, now mama says, howdy, and a daddy says goodbye. Well, now I couldn't nothing, hang my head, hang my head and cry. Well, now I went to a coffin, Lord, I peeked down in her face. Yeah, now I went to a coffin, peeked down in her face. Well, now I'm sorry, baby. Nobody's gonna take your, nobody's gonna take your place. When I went to the graveyard, Lord, I fell down on my knees. And I went to a graveyard, be right, fell down on my knees. Well, now I ask the good Lord to give my babe some peace. Well, now you never miss a water, baby, till the well run dry. Crying you never miss a water bed till well run dry. Well, now you never miss your baby till she shakes your hand goodbye.
John Lee Hooker was a Navajo priest, soaring higher, ever higher, grinning slyly at the eagle. He knows that he's never coming back. And I can see him in the bottle, and I can see him in the air, and I can see his face in a cloud of smoke, and it shines upon the wind.
desert to the distant azure sea. Well, he is flying with his eyes closed, a passing torch for all to see. And I can see him in the bottle, and I can see him in the air, and I can see his face in a cloud of smoke. It shines upon the
Spock resides inside the organs at St. Thomas Church. And if you listen, you can hear him play his overwhelming melodies with counterpoint to die for. Echo softly through the pews and deep into your soul. J.S. Bach resides inside the organs at St. Thomas Church. If you're quiet, you can hear him sing. Da 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 da. The ghost of J.S. Bach is shy, that's why he hides inside the organ pipes, where he listens to the tunes of Leipzig. Well trained ear will catch the subtlest of noises all across the city and cacophonous corral. The ghost of J.S. Bach is shy, he hides inside the pipes and won't come out. But if you're quiet, you can hear him say da 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 da. The ghost of J.S. Bach resides inside the organs at St. Thomas Church. If you listen, you can hear him play his overwhelming melodies with counterpoint to die for. Echo softly through the pews and deep into your soul.
Ah, yes, you have to love haunted musical instruments. And as promised, some famous musical ghosts for you. And we have more. Don't go anywhere. The ghost of J.S. Bach there for you from All Those Ships from their Perils CD. My good buddy John Shane in one of the bands he had going on back during the mid-90s called Wake. And we got to hear about John Lee Hooker, the ghost of, and Ghost Dancer was the title of that track. And that was the self-titled Wake CD. Dave Van Ronk in there, some blues for you. Death Letter Blues from Two Sides of Dave Van Ronk. And we started you off Black Ghost Blues from Lightnin' Hopkins. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. Well, we're late for another break, so we're going to jump right into this. We'll be right back after this.